Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sebuah laporan yang disampaikan oleh pemerintah federal yang akan mempercepat pembukaan sekolah-sekolah telah dikeluarkan. Dalam laporan tersebut dinyatakan tidak ada bukti anak-anak menularkan COVID-19 kepada guru-guru mereka di sekolah. Namun pihak Serikat Buruh untuk Guru masih merasa khawatir akan keselamatan para anggotanya. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Biwa Kwon bagi SBS News. Sebuah penelitian yang didukung oleh Departemen Kesehatan New South Wales melacak penyebaran 18 kasus COVID-19 di 15 sekolah. Kepala penelitian Profesor Christine McCartney dari National Center for Immunization Research and Surveillance mengatakan, penelitian dilaksanakan dari pertengahan Maret hingga awal April.
There's really a very low rate of spread between children and certainly from children to adults that we've seen in our preliminary data in schools. We're hoping to continue this work, but I hope that it provides strong reassurance of the safety of the return to school.
Chief Medical Officer Brandon Murphy hari Jumat lalu mengutip laporan baru ini dalam rekomendasinya kepada pemerintah federal, di mana social distancing tidak perlu diterapkan di dalam kelas. Ia mengatakan panduan dari The Australian Health Protection Principle Committee telah diubah untuk mencerminkan keadaan terakhir. Menteri Kesehatan New South Wales, Brad Hazard, mengatakan penelitian baru tersebut mendukung keputusan pemerintah negara bagian untuk memutuskan siswa-siswa sekolah negeri kembali ke sekolah pada tanggal 11 Mei.
It's being driven by good common sense that the medical people are giving us, and we've had a major scare. Parents have been worried about their children. And building confidence is what governments and the community should do. And I don't think it's in anybody's interest to try and drive away what is a very measured and orderly approach to allowing parents to build that confidence.
Para siswa di New South Wales diminta untuk kembali ke sekolah satu hari dalam seminggu dan secara bertahap akan meningkat hingga term 3. Sekolah kembali beroperasi secara normal. The Australian Education Union mengatakan, lebih lambat kembali ke sekolah lebih baik, dan juga pesan yang konsisten atas keselamatan para guru. Presiden New South Wales Teachers Federation, Angelo Grafrilatos, mengatakan, laporan baru perlu dicermati secara hati-hati.
The researchers themselves said that some of the data may be skewed because of the very simple fact that kids weren't at school in the last month. In the last month, we've had 2 weeks of school holidays, and the couple of weeks prior to that, student attendance was between 1% and 5%. So any research that says we're going in the right direction certainly is welcome, but we've got to be careful about what is contained in that research.
Ia menyatakan kekhawatirannya mengenai kesejahteraan dan keselamatan tenaga pengajar.
It's heartening again that a lot of the data says that students may be at lesser risk than adults. Putting that aside, there is great concern about the impact and the spread of the virus between adults. Our advice is that teacher presence, physical presence on school site should be kept to an absolute minimum, and whilst on school site, observing social distancing measures, including 1.5 meters distance from each other, and of course the 4 square meters space per person in an enclosed area.
Sementara itu pihak berwenang di Victoria mengatakan mereka berharap 97% siswa akan melanjutkan belajar dengan sistem daring dari rumah selama term 2. Sekolah-sekolah di negara bagian Victoria tetap buka bagi anak-anak yang orang tuanya merupakan pekerja esensial. Victoria Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton mengatakan, ia mempertahankan pendekatan yang diambil oleh pihak berwenang di negara bagiannya.
I know that there haven't been significant outbreaks in schools. There've been some reported, but again, it may be that kids who are very minimally symptomatic could transmit to other children. It can be a contribution to community transmission. I've also been very clear that I don't see schools as a dangerous place to be, but to the extent that kids learning from home can contribute to suppressing transmission at a community level, I think that's a useful thing to consider.
Para siswa didorong untuk menghadiri sekolah di Australia Selatan, Australia Barat, dan Northern Territory. Sekolah-sekolah di Queensland dibuka hanya untuk anak-anak yang rentan atau yang orang tuanya adalah pekerja esensial. Selebihnya sekolah masih ditutup hingga 22 Mei. Sekolah Independen Queensland mengatakan mereka menginginkan kelas 11 dan 12 untuk kembali ke sekolah lebih awal sehingga mereka tidak akan dirugikan dibandingkan dengan negara-negara bagian lainnya. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk mengatakan ia akan memantau jumlah kasus sebelum mengeluarkan keputusan akhir hingga tanggal 15 Mei.
We need to be preparing now for more student teacher contact coming in the coming weeks and months. So it depends once again on the numbers. So I hate to say it's a numbers game here, but there are different case numbers in Western Australia and South Australia compared to Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. So we'll be looking at all of that and we'll be acting responsibly.
Anda dapat mengakses informasi terbaru virus corona di situs sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.